Here's a thought I'll title, Compromise and Trade-Offs. I know a lot of you are familiar with the series that I'm doing over at my personal website at brooksjensenarts.com, titled Every Picture is a Compromise. And I believe this is so true, but I suppose it's worth taking just a moment to think, what does that really mean, that every picture is a compromise? Well, to me, it means that photography, all of photography, every day of photography, every activity in photography, is a constant dance of trade-offs. For example, is it better to have a noiseless capture at a low ISO that might use a slower shutter speed that could result in a slightly blurry picture? Or is it better to use a faster shutter speed and have a sharp photograph that exhibits a little noise? It's a trade-off. Which is the best of the two scenarios? Which is the worst of the two scenarios? And I think just about every decision in photography is that kind of decision. What are the trade-offs? There is no such thing as the perfect answer, the perfect photograph, the perfect scenery, the perfect book publication. Nothing in life is perfect. Every beautiful piece of artwork, every wonderful performance, everything has a flaw in it somewhere. So the question is, what are the trade-offs? Can we at least make decisions that cause the least number of problems? That's really what it boils down to. But beyond that, I think it's also a matter of a value system. And here's another example of how the trade-offs can determine which direction you take. In my film days, I really didn't like film grain showing up in my images. I wanted smooth gray tones. And what that meant was the largest negative I could get and the smallest print I could get by with. And so for me, the sweet spot was I made the compromise up from 35 millimeter film to medium format, so I could have larger negatives, and that way I could also have tilts and swings of a view camera. But because I wasn't using, say an 8x10 or 11x14 camera, that I couldn't make as large a prints as I might want to make. And that's where the compromise kicked in. So for me, I was reasonably comfortable with 5x7 and 8x10 prints as a compromise to having smooth gray tones that had no visible film grain in them whatsoever. I don't think that's changed here in the digital world. I don't think it's ever changed in the 50 years I've been involved in photography. Every single image is a compromise between trade-offs, and to some degree, I'd go so far as to say that how we are judged, how we are considered as artists, is a question of how we handle those trade-offs and what decisions we make. And does the audience, or perhaps our critics, agree with the compromises and the trade-offs that we've allowed in our decision-making process? Or would they have done something different? Pursuing excellence, pursuing perfection, is probably a lovely goal. But I think in the pragmatic world of art making, we'd better be ready to negotiate some trade-offs in our own thinking, or else we're likely to be frustrated that our images never turn out as perfect as we'd like.
Copyright 2023, Lenswork Publishing.